I diddle diddle, some cats bought a fiddle and went out on a spree. They play hot and sweet, gut bucket and heat. Gentlemen, it's Jubilee. Sisters of the Solid, Hothorn Hall welcomes you with both valves wide open. Latch the long ear to the short wire and dig and digest some of the most potent pizzicatas that ever bounced through the startled stratosphere. So stand back while this Jubilee takes off like a P-38 that's 20 minutes late. We direct your attention to such stellar satellites as the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, one of America's top all-girl orchestras, Dorothy Donegan, delectable diva of the 88. Bob Parrish, a solid male nightingale, Eddie Green from Duffy's Tambourine, and last, and you'd be all right if you called him least, your mountainous master of ceremonies, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And men, your sweater boy has a cargo of goodies cooking on the butane burner tonight, every item supercharged with vitamin J. For this taffy tug, Jubilee is highly honored to have as his guest the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, an 18-carat aggregation consisting of nothing but gals. So without further popping off of the gums, galvanizers, gals! Galvanizers! Rhythm, That really knocked the sad sack silly. And let me tell you one thing, men. Before these girls get through boiling you with bounce, you'll dip your snoot in the stoop and start to hoop. But now for Private First Class Myron Hawkins, APO 860, Staff Sergeant Gene Carmack, 980, Leonard Sellingerton, 464, and the Moonstruck 7 at 610, here's Bob Parrish to deliver the delivery. Bob, what mellow concerto have you picked to put the cats on a cloud?
Well, Annie, I hope they will enjoy an old favorite called My Own.
Oh, how can you miss, Bob? How can you miss?
My own, let me call you my own. Let me make you a part of the song in my heart. Everything that I do is depending on you. Won't you show me a sign that you're longing for me? Say you are mine, and forever that you will be my own. Every dream I have known has been built on just one.
Bob Parrish. Every note was like it was wrote. And now, cat, to further the cause of the benevolent Boogie Woogie, we're going to bust open a spinet and see what's in it. Well, shell me for a peanut if we didn't hit the jackpot. First set, the two sets of 44s are the super flexible digits of one Dorothy Donegan. She's going to toast us and roast us with the bestest of the mostest, Dorothy's Boogie Woogie. Miss Donegan, hoist your digits up again and down again. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Donegan. We'll dig you again in just a few minutes. And now, men, your undivided attention, please. Although our next guest doesn't know it yet, I've got big plans for him. Awful big plans for such a little man. Here he is, your old friend from Duffy's Tavern, Eddie Green. Hello, Eddie. Hello.
Hi.
All right, Eddie, let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you know that I was a big politician?
Well, I know you was a big something. What? I didn't know.
Yeah. My influence can make you a big man.
Yes.
Have you any political inclination?
No, I leans over like this because I've been sick. That's all.
No, Eddie, you don't understand. Answer me this.
Yeah.
Why are you always broke?
Well, you see, that's because I put all my money in the First National Bank when it first opened. See, I'm the man.
Yes, I understand. You did that.
But right behind me, all the rich folks come and put their money on top of mine. See, uh-huh. Now I got to wait till they get them off of mine before I can get out.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Are you waiting now?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Now, what I want to ask you, are you working?
No, I ain't working.
Well, how old are you?
39 years old, 39.
Well, how long have you been out of work?
39 years.
Well, see, I just come to the city hall and I have in my hand a message that creates a big job for you.
You is, huh?
Yes. I'm going to make you chief of police.
Oh, that's nice, ain't it?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Now, let me read you this message.
Yeah, let me know.
To whom it may concern.
Who's that?
That's you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is to notify you that Slaughterhouse Mike has escaped, and he is headed in your direction.
Slaughterhouse Mike?
Yeah. Slaughterhouse Mike is the worst criminal who ever lived.
Oh, no.
He's been known to kill 16 men at one clip.
Oh, he clips them, don't he?
This desperate criminal must be captured at once. Signed, so forth and so forth.
Yes, so forth.
Now, Eddie, here's where you come in.
So you mean here's where I go out?
No. I tell you what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
I can see you now, sitting in your office, booted and spurred.
What's that?
You're wearing your boots with spurs.
Oh, damn, yeah.
Yes. Now, suddenly you get word the slaughterhouse is coming over the hill.
Yeah.
You dash out.
Yeah.
Leap on your horse.
Yeah.
And...
Whoa. Where's this horse? Where's the horse? Where?
Right where you are.
No, I left there 10 minutes ago. I ain't.
Leap on your horse.
Yeah.
And you give him the spurs.
That's good. He can have the boots, too.
But you don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate.
No, you dash up the hill.
Yeah.
And you do know why you hesitate to dash up that hill?
Huh?
Do you know why you hesitate to dash up that hill?
No, I'm setting the world's record dashing down the hill. I'm
When Slaughterhouse sees you,
he
starts moving over the hill.
Over the hill.
Down the valley.
There you go.
Across the canyon.
That's it, yeah.
I'm telling you, that Slaughterhouse sure can go.
Yeah, but he can't catch me. I got it.
Well, he isn't behind you.
Huh?
No, he's in front of you.
What's I'm doing, riding backwards?
No, you take a shortcut and suddenly you and Slaughterhouse come face to face.
Oh, my goodness, this is awful. Isn't it?
He goes for his gun.
Yeah, that's...
And you go for yours.
That's good, because mine will be home. I go. That's where I got it. Don't go.
He knocks you off your horse.
Yeah.
He slaps you on the left side.
There you go.
And then on the right side.
Yeah.
His horse kicks you on the shins when you make your step on Slaughterhouse foot.
He got corns, too, I bet you.
On every toe.
I know it.
Slaughterhouse gets mad.
Oh, up to now, he's been playing.
He draws his gun and shoots you in the foot.
Yeah.
Then he shoots you in the leg.
Yeah.
You grab the gun and he shoots you in the hand.
Yeah.
But does that stop you?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Don't, huh?
No.
That might not stop me. Slow me up considerably.
But now, Slaughterhouse is tired.
Well, I ain't none too fresh for stuff, you know.
So just after he finished you off, I stepped up and arrested him. And do you know what you do?
Yeah, I resign.
Thank you, Eddie Green. And now it's time to salute the boot with the rooty toot that would really cave in a few kilocycles. In other words, Dr. Jump takes the stump. Gentlemen, this will burn the ball bearings out of your biceps. with Violet Burnside taking off on a tin of sax, here are the Sweethearts of Rhythm and Sweet Georgia Brown. Sweethearts of Rhythm. Sweet Georgia Brown has never been sweeter or neater. And our members of the Mangled Minuet...
Excuse me, Mr. Whitman.
Oh. You can call me Bubbles, honey.
All right, Bubbles, honey.
Honey.
Yeah. I'm Gene Starr, a trumpet player in the band, and I just want to tell you that the Sweethearts of Rhythm have just elected you.
Elected me what, Gene, darling?
The man they'd most like to be behind if they had to meet a tank head on.
Well, that's flattening. I mean flattering. But now it's reminding time on Elabooge. To wit, if any of you cats have anything in the way of music you want bent and sent, just drop us a line to Jubilee Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. We'll give you the echo faster than a pit detail can wave Maggie's unmentionables. And now for Bob Hirsch and his gang, here's Bob Parrish to sing Bo Night in Hotchkiss Corner.
When it's Bo Night down in Hotchkiss Corner, find the gang out down in Hiram's Hangout. Slipping all the nickels in the jukebox and jiving madly. Why, it's no hayride the way that they ride. Guys and girls in gingham, swingham, like the dude down at the Savoy. You should see them doing the turkey in the blood of the dancing. He always followed the sawmill turnpike down to Pumpkin Hollow, there to kiss and cuddle and to hold tight because it is moonlight. Now when it's bow night down in Hotchkiss Corner, hey, 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 hey. Oh, when it's bow night Hotchkiss Corner, you find a gang of dumb hirons hanging out, slipping all the nickels in the jukebox and jiving madly. Now it's no hayride the way that they ride. Guys and girls in gingham, swing on. Like the dude in Ether Savoy. You sure see them doing the turkey in the plaza after dancing. Who they always follow. The sawmill turnpike down to Pumpkin Hollow. They'll do kiss and cuddle and hold tight because it is moonlight. Now when there's bow night down in Hotchkiss Corner, when it's bow night, moonlight, bow night down in Hotchkiss Corner.
That was more than Farish. And now, cats and kittens, out of the top drawer of Elabou's bureau comes a solid sonata that will send the ether waves right over the infiltration course. Dorothy Donegan, the Empress of the Ivories, is going to pepper you with Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor. Spin that, spin it, Dorothy. Participle. Which reminds me to dangle a bit of musical dingle in front of Private First Class Hilliard Gilmore and gang at APO 980, Private First Class A.J. Hanna and his bunch of G.I.s at 717, Sergeant Joseph Duckett at 954 and Private Roland Borman and the Happy Hedgehogs at 860. Men, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm are going to cook a cantata with Pauline Brady banging those skin-covered kettles. Anna B. Winburn gives the downbeat, and we begin at the beginning of Lady Be Good.
Lady Be Good.
And every one of you sweethearts of rhythm. That lady was good, but that jam was gooder. And there you have it, men. Every goodie is gone from our sack of sweet and heat. Hi, diddle diddle, let's put away the fiddle. Another set of seven will bring another jubilee your way. So till the moon has passed another quarter, this is all that blubber and no whalebone Whitman reminding you that jubilee spell from left to right is jubilee. From the middle to the left is solid sweet. From the middle to the right is simmering wheat, and spelled backwards, it's Gila Booge. For all the gates and gators who sprinkled you with tonight's session, I want to thank you from the bottom of my big, fat heart. Thank you now, and did you later. So long, and good luck.
Company. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.